So if we may continue to be able to stay on time. Clay, thank you very much.
And I'm here to talk to you.
Lock the doors. Just because I'm going to talk doesn't mean you can escape. So I'll introduce myself. My name is Ted Hartzig. I hope in my presentation to really kind of bring to a tie everything that everybody has been presenting so far. And again, assert the importance of our place working among colleagues in other professions. We have a huge potential contribution. And I think as everybody has exhibited so far in their presentations, the world is calling. How do we answer that? How do we stand with our peers? You know, here's the tagline for the Soil Science Society of America. Soils are life. You know that. I know that. Pretty near everybody here knows that. But we're not projecting this very well in the rest of the world. But those who do realize it say, we need you. Where are you? So how do we take our tagline and make it, as Clay indicated, how do we market this? And not so much market so much as how do we bring this to bear in our responsibility? This is our traditional comfort zone. We've pretty well established that today. And we see that all throughout these meetings. But, and I started looking around, just the various locations, the various states. This is what the state of New Jersey has within their code. Mind you, they can't enforce it. But where they do call for a soil scientist, this is how they define a soil scientist. This is so much better than what the federals call for, like Clay indicated. And as I highlight here and underscore, soil scientists have this understanding of soil resources, not only how they contribute to agriculture, but human health and the environment. This is a critical issue, human health and the environment. Professional engineers are professional engineers and dominate the industry because they protect human health and the environment. Fortunately, a lot of engineers, especially the new generation of engineers that are coming forward, realize they're not on an island, they cannot do this on an island. So they're looking for those associates, those peers that can help them out. We have big responsibilities as soil scientists, and we need to convey this. So with our crowd here, we need to go out and we need to preach, if it may be disciples. We need to help solve current food problems of the world. Critical issue number one. Tom indicated, as the UN has stated, this is a huge, huge issue. And it's not just under the realm of the fact, how do we produce food? How do we bring the resources together to produce that food? Water is the critical issue of this century. Water is modified in the soil, and it's brought to the plants to produce that food. We have to work with other professionals in solving that world food issue. In the urban environment, Clay mentioned urban agriculture. Tom indicated that there's not enough land in the world to meet our future food needs. We have to take these parcels that are starting to develop in the decaying urban environment and restore them back to life so maybe these pockets can help fill those food deserts that exist in the United States. You go to every city and there are communities where people do not have ready access to food. These are parts of the solution. It's been well stated, but we have not exercised it enough. Our responsibilities are in environmental protection. All of the environment is modified, is brought to bear through the soil. That's the one constant source. It modifies our water, the drinking water, the water that goes in through plants. I present a diagram that when we have soil, water, and plants in balance, this affects not only water conservation and food and plant production, it affects energy conservation, not just energy conservation and how we apply pesticides, fertilizers, and everything else, but how it cools our cities, how it warms our cities, the biomass that is produced. So the balance in environmental protection comes through the soil. So we have a huge responsibility. Water and watershed management, again, has been indicated by all those who are talking today and in many of our other sessions. And it's not just water and where it lands and how it lands, but as was indicated, as Pierre indicated too, how do we integrate that as to how it all comes down to a single point. What is the carrying capacity of that soil? What is the vegetative capacity of that soil? When water lands on that soil, as Emily indicated in mine reclamation, where does it go? How does it flow? The soil is the largest, biggest resource for water that we have to sustain the world. How do we manage that? Other than the oceans, I have to admit. Managing urban environments. This is a burgeoning world in which we have to look at. And our sustainable urban environments cannot subsist with concrete only. Because we see what has happened in the fact that as we allow water to hit that concrete, it warms up, goes into the rivers. The whole river ecosystem has changed because the water that runs out of those urban systems has been contaminated not only with pollutants in the urban system, but by temperature, by oxygen depletion. We have to restore that hydrologic cycle. We have to allow, we have to see how all these factors of balance, water, soil, vegetation, are going to allow our watersheds and our urban environments to come back to an urban ecosystem function and value. The critical zone. I brought this up last year when I did a similar presentation. The critical zone has been coined by the American Geophysical Union. And the critical zone is the zone of food production, environmental mediation, all these I just mentioned, zone of infrastructure placement, where we build our homes, our buildings, our cities, how we distribute our water. It is our zone of cultural development. And that critical zone, as defined by the American Geophysical Union, is that soil. And they talk about everything in the soil layer and to that immediate microclimate above the soil. This plays into everything Laura talked about. This plays into everything that Tom has talked about, Pierre and Emily. It all comes together so beautifully. It's a zone of sustainable life. So we have a lot of emerging and growing issues. I've already mentioned them. World food needs, ecosystem function, and value. It's not just out in the middle of the woods. It's right in the middle of our urban environments. It's outside the door here, even in Los Angeles. Before coming here, I got onto Google Earth because I'd never been to Long Beach. I wanted to see what it looked like, and I saw this massive concrete. Where's the ecosystem function? Can we restore it? Do we live with it? How do we balance it? Environmental degradation in the urban environment. We have a decaying urban core. Can we restore that? Can we bring that back? We have watersheds. People don't understand the concept even of a watershed. They don't know that if they live at the top of the watershed, what they do there is really going to do something either good or bad to the people at the bottom of the watershed. And again, how that is mitigated is that balance. And again, we play in water quality. Ultimately, water quality, I wrote an article about 7 or 8 years ago when Georgia was having their horrendous drought figure value, and now it could apply to California. I never submitted it. I didn't feel like it could be published. But I basically started it off by saying when we have times of trouble in economies, people will help each other. They'll extend a helping hand. When we run short on oil, we'll come up with other means and measures to build things, to be transported, we'll find ways around that. When we run short on water, we'll kill each other. And we will.
Yes.
So these are the systems, these are the operations, and these are the areas that are modified by soils. And now, the whole concept of climate change. And this is a very complex issue. It's not just the soil. It's not just the atmosphere. It's all these systems together. But we have a part, and we have a responsibility that plays in these. Soil is recognized as a critical issue. Again, coming back to what Tom talked about. So from the Soil and Water Conservation Society, earlier in a conversation I had when we had our business meeting with consulting soil scientists, I talked about what the International Erosion Control Association is doing. And they have a great T-shirt that had the big logo on the back that said, tree-hugging dirt worshiper. Beautiful. We don't have anything like that. We need it. You know, we need to get that message out. And I'm sorry that the print is a little bit small, but look at, these are the issues. In the Soil and Water Conservation Society, which is really a conglomeration of many, many scientists, climate change, everybody's problem. Cover and protect the soil. This comes from, again, an association of all kinds of scientists. Poor policies. We are just buried in poor policies that really do not address the true science of how we need to take care of these issues. And talking to Pierre, he's not here, so I could talk about him. But he was saying, well, you know, he's blaming it on conservatives. No, it's not. It's not conservatives. It's not liberals. It's this mindset that we have that we can maybe take the easy way out. We have to develop good policies, good conservation practices. And again, going back to another person I was just talking to, I think it was at the Erosion Control Association meeting I was at last week. We've been spoiled with excess. So we don't like to think of the hard issues. But the hard issues are the hard sciences, and we have to bring them to bear. I love this from the University of Wyoming. You'd think, okay, you know, where is Wyoming? I don't know, but they have a great definition of, in describing their soils program, management of soils for protection of human affairs and the environment is often conducted by people who really don't have a good understanding of all the pieces. But these are the people who are standing up and saying, as Pierre said, I'll take care of that for you. But they don't have all the answers. We have to bring all the people together. You know, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for our profession to stand up and say, yeah, we're going to help you take care of this. We don't have all the answers, but we got a lot of them. We got to stand up. It's our responsibility. It's not just something nice to do. We need to do it. And this is the message we need to get out to our profession. So we can't let people with a poor understanding of soils. Laura, I've had such an advantage and wonderful working relationship with Laura. You'll have to pardon me. I've invited people to talk who I've known for a long time. Laura is a landscape architect who has, she might as well be a soil scientist. I'm sorry, I'm not saying that's a stretch. She has a great, she'll push me to the wall whenever I come up with recommendations. But we have too many people who are making these decisions about soils who don't know. We need to have, even if we can't get in there to give the answers, we've got to educate them, the people, so that they know. If they don't know about soils, they know where to go get them and not make those assumptions that Pierre talked about. I keep calling him Peter. Okay, a lot of words. I broke all rules of PowerPoints. We do a lot of stuff. I'm not going to read this stuff. But we do a lot of work, and we work in a lot of environments. And we need to engage in more of them. We need to break that bubble net of working in soybeans and corn and alfalfa rotations. Going back to the University of Wyoming, they had some cool stuff. They had some great stuff, better than most of the other universities. We must be recognized as responsible, accountable professionals. We are practitioners. We're not just researchers. We're practitioners. We've got to take what all these people here at these meetings go on and talk about in a lot of seemingly nuanced but critically important information and put it into application. I love coming to these meetings because every time I learn even the little bit of knowledge that I can, I know it's going to help Laura. I know it's going to help Tom. I know it's going to help my clients have better solutions. We've got a lot of answers. We need to be able to do this. As Clay was indicating, as Pierre came across, the certification, and we've had some big discussions about that this week and like in the Council of Soil Science Examiners, what is the value of certification? It's one thing for somebody to call themselves a professional. It's another thing to say, I know this, and this certification says, I know this material. The ethics says, I know this, but I don't know that, so I'm not going to do it. Believe me, I'm not practicing soils out here in California because I would lose my mind. I can't figure it out. I don't know them. Give me a couple years out here, concentrated, I might learn them. But that's a lot of information. All these complexities throughout the world. Tom presented it very well. So not only do we have the responsibilities of being able to work within our environment close at hand, we've got to then start sharing this with other professions, not just other scientists, not just other engineers. We've got to get into those who need to know for policy decisions. We need to get into those who need to know this for economic decisions, land use planning and management. I do a lot of work with people who do land use management and planning, and it's amazing how they will say, we're going to develop this development over here without even thinking about what's going to happen over here. Everything is connected. We know that, but most people don't. We've got to be able to convey that. Our value, again, Clay indicated, and Pierre indicated, our education and our continuing education. Clay, I got to get with you on this. I got a lot of ideas. We do. We have to know biology. We have to know how those plants grow, even if they're soybeans. We have to know chemistry. And boy, people hate knowing chemistry. Most people I know. It didn't click with me until grad school. All of a sudden, it works. Soil physics. And that is something I'm not, it's hard. It is. It's all hard. So all these things. But we also have to know economics. We have to know production. We have to know how the world works. That's the nature of our science. Frankly, for me, you know, Pierre says he's been doing it 30 years, so have I. I hate to age, or, you know, demonstrate where I am on the timeline scale of life. But that's what makes it fun. We have a hard, difficult science, but it's also the most fun. I oftentimes tell the story, though, because other people don't get it. Because when my family and our kids were little, they're all grown now, we'd be driving across the country, and I'd start telling about the landscape and how the soil is here and why these plants grow here. And, of course, my wife would roll her eyes, political science background. And she literally would say, please get a life. But that was life. My kids actually told me later they enjoy it. And as I told Tom and Laura last night at Denver, she's also the one who came outside when I was working in the garden, watching me work the soil, and asked me if I knew what I was doing. Knowing full well she was there the whole time I went through all my education in this stuff. Providence kept me out of jail. Our challenge? We're out there, but we're not letting people know we're out. But not only that, we're out there, but there are not a lot of us out there. We have to rise up, and we have to instill this passion and enthusiasm in a lot of young people coming forward who would also say, wow, that'd be really cool to do. And this is why I want university people in here, because their lifeblood, their existence depends on what we do as practitioners and bringing people up through the system. We've got to connect these dots. We've got to gain credibility. Right now, we're considered technicians. More people look at soil scientists, and Kevin, as you indicated, they don't know what we can do. And when we can show them we can do chemistry, biology, and water all in one fell swoop, they go, no, that can't be right. But it is. It's what we do. Friday, I have to go out and sit on a double-ring infiltrometer and watch water seep into the ground. I should have a 22-year-old kid doing it. I don't have enough people who know how to do it. But the engineers say, Ted, you're a soils guy. You're a technician. Go do that. I have been beating them, but I got to go do it. And frankly, it's supposed to be 65 and nice, and I'll do it. Again, our presence in the world, we have an obligation to step up and be present with our other peer professionals. We have information that can contribute to the success. They have information that will contribute to our success. So that's our challenge. Let's not keep our heads in the sand. That's my presentation. We can open it up to discussion. I was hoping we could have a little bit of continuing discussion. Otherwise, other than that, that's our presentation today.